Happy Sunday to you and welcome to today's It's Time For Me teaching. So first of all, every Sunday we make it Simplistic Sunday, so to help you prepare for your week ahead. And what I'd like you to do for this week is to really take some time today, even after you've listened to this, to just think about your week coming up. As I always get you to do, to look at what might be stressful coming up for you, how you can work through that more, how you can prepare yourself for that, whether that's through breathing exercises, whether it's about writing out how you can approach it, or whether it's simply just acknowledging the stress that's going to come up and acknowledging that it might be a manic week or an overwhelming week, but knowing that there are techniques and things that you can do to help you through it. The second thing I'd like you to do is we're entering into the last week in November, and I really just want you to think about everything you've learned over the past month, not with It's Time For Me, but in your life in general. Have there been any lessons that have come up for you this month? Have you achieved anything this month? Have you done work towards getting you to where you'd like to be? Or has it just been a very stressful month and you haven't really progressed at all, or you found that you've actually gone backwards? And why I want you to look at this is because when we get to the end of every month, it's important for us to actually reflect on it so that we can try and eliminate those stresses again, or to keep moving on those goals and those dreams that we have. I know for myself, November's been a really strange month. I actually spent a lot of it feeling quite unwell. For lots of different reasons. I had this cough that lasted for about 3 weeks. I restarted fertility treatment again after taking a rest month. That was making my body quite unwell. And just in general, my mood was a bit lower. And the last couple of days, I was kind of saying to myself, you know, this is ridiculous. It's, you know, nearly four weeks of being like this. And a lot of things that I've tried to make, you know, movement on haven't really happened. And then I thought to myself, I also have to be gentle to myself. Sometimes we're just not meant to go at a really fast pace. We're meant to slow down. And also, as they say, the best things come to our minds when we are actually having more stillness. So I'm really lucky today to be going off to a whole day with my friend, who is a spiritual teacher, Rebecca Campbell, who has written that great book, Black is the New Light. And we're staying in a hotel for the night, and it's just going to be wonderful, and I'm really looking forward to it. So it's a great way to reset, and that's what I'm doing for my Simplistic Sunday. But I want you to make sure that you connect in with what you're going to do to make sure that you're have your spring back in your step. And even if it's just that you've been feeling a bit low in yourself and you haven't given yourself a chance to even think about that, then do that today. Give yourself, you know, half an hour to just sit and really delve into what's been going on for you in a good way or in a bad way as well. And also today, I just wanted to finish off the week around the relationship. So thanks so much for all your feedback and texts. It was more actually feedback around it in terms of how it's helped you through the week, how it's helped you to look at relationships that you've had, as opposed to questions. I do think from a lot of what you were saying is you got a lot from it, which is brilliant to hear, because sometimes I don't know, as I'm not connecting with you one on one, I'm not sure if what I'm doing, you know, does actually help. But I was delighted to hear that it does. So obviously we covered a lot of different steps over the course of the week. If you missed any of it, go back to the start. It's all there. Some of it was text messages. So if you only started It's Time For Me in the middle of this week or late in this week, feel free to ask me for the text messages that I would have sent along with it. And we're just going to move ourselves forward now into a brand new week. But before we do that, obviously, it's just to think about what we've covered over the past week around the relationships. Take all of the teachings that are there. And remember that relationships are very enriching in our lives. They bring a lot of love. We receive a lot and we give a lot in relationships. But the best advice I can give you is to make sure it's in balance. Healthy relationships are balanced where it's 50-50. Sometimes in a relationship, you have to show up and be there 150% for somebody and they can't be there for you at all. But you know, in a time where you need it, they will be there. It doesn't mean that it's 50-50 all the time, but it means that, you know, overall it is, and also that you feel you're in a healthy relationship, no matter what that is, from a work colleague to a friend to a family member to a partner in terms of romantic relationship. It's all about balance, that give and take, making sure you're looking after one another, respecting one another. But more particularly, as we discovered a lot during the teachings this week, it's about respecting yourself. And, you know, during the summer, I did a great exercise by Byron Katie, which was to get you to write out what you might be feeling around somebody in your life that's frustrating you. And then, you know, go to town, write it all out, but take their name out of it then and cross their name out in each part of the sentence and replace it with I. So for example, this person doesn't listen to me, they're mean to me, they talk about themselves all the time, they do da 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 da, whatever it might be, and cross it out and say, I don't listen to myself, I don't respect myself. You know, I talk about myself all the time and yet I don't listen to myself. So it's a really interesting exercise to do, and I would suggest to finish off this week you might do that. But really it's about looking forward to how you want it to be, making sure those boundaries are healthy, making sure you're respecting yourself first and foremost, and like I gave you the example, being okay with looking after what works for you as well. I think we, you know, it's a very Irish thing as well. I know not all the members are Irish, but it is here in Ireland a thing where we say to ourselves, oh, it's so selfish if we do this, that and the other. And I know we hear that around the world, but we do seem to have a thing with it here in Ireland. And it is not selfish to look after yourself and actually be more benefit to people when you do care for yourself. And that's really what I would take from this teaching around the relationships this week. So look, I wish you a beautiful Sunday. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow as we start a brand new week. And again, reflect on your month of November. How has it been and how are you feeling? And what can you do differently in a good way? Or what do you need to change maybe for December? Because we're coming up to the last month of the year and it is an extremely busy time in December. So we'll be minding ourselves even more during that period. So I wish you a beautiful day and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.